Are you working you to love and faith healing mission?
May the blessing of God overtake you. For where the word of God, there's liberty. Where the word of God, there's peace. Where the word of God, there's joy. And where the word of God, there's strength. The world might say this, but what did God say? Amen. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to your name, Lord. My daddy, that's what you're having. Glory to your name. For he is Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the morning bright star. He's a bridge over troubled waters. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. He is I am. He said, I am who I say I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way this day in this service, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Speak through me with simplicity and understanding, with divine knowledge and divine wisdom and divine revelation. And Lord, I ask you, let the people who hear your word receive it with gladness and with inspiration and with truth. And Lord, I ask you, tell every defiled thing that is hindering this word going forth in their spirit. I command in the name of Jesus every evil spirit that will come against this word to be dismissed this day in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. He is worthy to be praised. When you come into the presence of God, when you come into the house of God, the house of God is you. So you should praise God in his temple. You are God, temple. Glory to God. The song we just heard says, it's not what they said, but what God said. Too many times as Christians, we go about what people have said and not what God has said. The people will talk against you. People will talk against you. People say bad things about you. People say negative things about you. People will mislead you. But God says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let God be your final authority and your own authority. Amen. Glory to God. We welcome you here. We welcome all who the listeners to Love and Faith Healing Ministry. Amen. But the blessing of God is overtaking people and overtaking God's people because the blessing is upon you. Glory to God. We've been talking about the last 2 weeks about your identity. We talked about rise up and be Christ. We talked about Christ is your identity. You get to know who you are. God says, my people suffer for the lack of knowledge. If you don't know who you are, then you cannot stand. You cannot perform or do the things that God called you to do. If you see yourself or you belittle yourself, you don't know who you are, do not belittle yourself. Don't call yourself stupid. Don't call yourself slow. Don't call yourself dumb. Don't call yourself or your family dysfunctional, but because God is able. Amen. The Bible says all things are possible with God. Today we're going to talk about the title of the message today. Your potential is in your identity. Let me say it again. Your potential is in your identity. How you identify yourself shows you who you are. I told you weeks in past that your identity, it shows you who you are and what you would do. If you have a low self-esteem, you do low things. But I'm telling you, your identity, your potential is in your identity. How you identify, it clarifies and it says to you, I can only do this. If you think this is the only thing that you are, then and that's who you are, then that's the only thing you can do. So your potential is in your identity. In James chapter 1, verse 22, we talked about last week about looking the perfect liberty law of God. We look in the mirror and then we see our physical body. We see our physical appearance and we identify ourselves by our physical appearance. And then we see something wrong with our physical appearance, it dictates how we feel about ourselves. That's why so many times women spend so much time in the mirror to identify themselves. They put makeup on, they put lipstick on, they put all these glamorous things on. I'm not saying nothing wrong wearing makeup, but I'm saying do not identify yourself about your outer appearance. You can take a woman with no makeup and she judges about her outer look, she may have a low self-esteem. But you put some makeup on her, then she thinks she can put some makeup on, masquerade all over her face, and eyeliner and eyelashes on her. And then she sees herself in the mirror, and she says, I'm beautiful. But in reality, the truth of what God says, you are beautiful and wonderful man. You're beautiful more than me. Well, however you look on the outside, you should realize I'm beautiful. Glory to God. You are beautiful without anybody approval because God has called you beautiful. Amen. You must see yourself beautiful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your potential is your identity. Turn your Bible to Proverbs chapter 23. Glory to God. Proverbs 23:7 says this. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, what you think about yourself, what you continue to think on a constant basis, that's who you are. You are who you think you are. I remember God first showed me that scripture and he identified I had taught a message in my home church. It was called Take a Look on the Inside. And God gave me that message, Take a Look on the Inside. It was a powerful message. It was a message that changed my life. But God, he was showing me my true potential on the inside. For a long time, I saw myself as my outer appearance. But then he began to show me from my youth the potential that he put in me. I saw some potential that I was able to be a civil rights leader, a great teacher, a preacher, stand for right, because there's all the things inside of me. I saw he began to show me that I was powerful. It began to change my life. But also took me back in time when I was a kid. I want to show you something. Your potential is in your identity. When I was growing up a little young boy in about Arkansas, I grew up watching superheroes. I grew up watching Batman and Wonder Woman and Superman. And one of my two favorite TV shows was He-Man and Brave Star. And he said, impossible. You talking about, I got two, but I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something. Your potential is in your identity. When I watched Brave Star, I looked at Brave Star and I wanted to be just like Brave Star. Brave Star was this black Indian man who has power. He had the strength of the bear. He had speed of the pool. He had the eyes of the hawk. And I identify myself as Brave Star. I began to run around town. I began to say, straight to the ground. But I believed that I had the same power that Brave Star had. If you talk to any one of my people who were my classmates, people who knew me when I was growing up, when I said I had straight to the ground, I was able to do other things that other kids could not do. I was able to snatch air conditioning TVs off walls as a young boy. I was able to break bricks with my bare head. I was able to do the extraordinary thing because I saw myself. Your potential is in your identity. We used to run races when I was young. And we used to run races. I was fast. We used to run races. And some of the guys just like me was fast. And we'd get line beside one another. And we could start a race and boom, we'd be neck to neck. And maybe sometimes they beat me. But when I say speed of the pool, I usually give them a head start. A five-yard head start. But when I say speed of the pool, I pass everybody. Because I believe when I said that the speed of the pool will come up on me. And every time I said that, and I believed that, I passed everybody that was in the race. I identified myself as Brave Star. I was able to do extraordinary things in my youth to know what other kids can do. I felt like I was unstoppable. I felt like that I was a superhero. All my life, I saw myself as a superhero. And I was able to do other things King was afraid to do. Because I saw myself that, my potential raises up. And no matter what people say, I believed it. And long as I believed it, I received it. Glory to God. So as a man thinketh his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh his heart, what he believed about himself, what he pondered in his mind of who he is who he becomes. Muhammad Ali, he believed in his heart, he believed that he was the greatest fighter in the world. He believed it. He said it out of his mouth. And because he believed it, he was the greatest fighter ever. He would beat people in the ring before he ever get in the ring. When there was two boxers coming to talk with trash to one another, Muhammad Ali would say things. I'm the greatest fighter. I'm going to knock you out in the third round with 33 seconds left. He made a confession with his mouth. He believed that as a man sticks to the heart. So your potential is in your identity. As a man thinking hard, how do you see yourself? That's why God was coming to us and showing us our true identity. Your identity is Christ. If you're a believer, your identity is Christ. As a believer of God, you are Christ. Glory to God. Your potential is in your identity. As a man thinking hard, so he. I'm going to give you some people. In the Old Testament, I'm going to show you something in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. One of the first guys I'm going to come to, I'm going to show you what he thought about himself. Your potential is in your identity. Turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 3. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 3, starting at verse 7. And this time we're going to talk about a man of God who most people consider was a prophet of God, but I truly believe that Moses was an apostle. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, this time the Lord was talking to Moses. It left on record the word of God because the word of God is true. Amen. The Bible says, let God be true. Amen. Be a lie. Let every man be a lie. Let God be truth. Amen. Glory to God. He says, and the Lord says, I surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. God hear your cries. God hear every word that come out of your mouth. Matter of fact, he know the thoughts that you're thinking. Amen. Glory to God. God answered. He heard their cry. God is always listening to his people. He said, for I know their sorrow, so I had come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the crowd of children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen their oppression which the Egyptian oppressed them. Come now, he's talking to Moses, come now. Therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh that you might bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you. This God speaking to Moses. He said, certainly I will be with you. And this should be a sign to you that I have sent you. And when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you should serve God on this mountain. Now God had sent Moses. Now Moses was a man who was taken care of. This was a man who was abandoned. This was a man who was set aside in the water that another family raised him. He was raised in another culture. He was raised by biological parents. it was a man who was abandoned. So you can understand, if you were abandoned, you had some low self-esteem. You had some critics about yourself. You had some doubts about yourself, because in your mind you want, how can someone abandon me?
And all the time in my life, circumstances in our life, in our past, hinder us with the things that God wants to do in our life. Because we see ourselves because of the circumstances of our life. Our circumstances do not identify who you are.
Amen? But your potential is in your identity. Moses, at this time, his hour, he didn't see himself as the man of God. God saw him. He says, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Pharaoh was a king. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He didn't see his potential. Moses didn't see his potential. We're going to see that Moses made many complaints about that he's not the one fit to do the job. But God said, yes, Moses, you are fit for the job. Moses made two or three excuses why he should not be the one to go do it. How many times in our life we made some excuses about the things that we had experienced in our past life, the things that people had said about us? I remember times in my life, I remember when I first was accepted my calling, one of my church members, I remember one of my church members, I know she didn't mean no harm, I know she didn't mean no harm, but she did it out of ignorance because she didn't understand God. But the things she said to me were, they don't think you're going to make it. I said, you can't even say, I don't think they said you. They talk about that. You don't think you're going to make it. And it crushed my spirit. I had to be truthful with you. It crushed my spirit. And it hurted me. But then God said, what did I say? See, you can't go by what people say. Remember we talked about that song? Not what they say, but what God says. It's about what God says about you. Moses didn't see himself as the leader of the Israelites. He didn't see himself that. He found all type of faults within himself. But because he judged himself from his experience and his circumstance and from his outer man, he didn't see what God is about to do, what God had anointed him and touched him. And too many times, as people of the children of God, we view ourselves as our old self. We're a new creature. We're a new species. So we're not a regular man no more. We're a supernatural man. We're the children of God. We are Christ. Amen. Glory to God. We are the children of the Most High God. You must see who you are, because how you identify is your potential, how you identify yourself. You can't do great things for God if you see yourself with low self-esteem. Or you feel that you're not worthy to do this. You might not feel that you're not worthy to do it, but I'm telling you, when God is on your side and God is on you and God is in you, there's greatness in you. There's greatness in every believer. There's greatness in you. For God is in you. And he says, then it go down to verses 13. He said, then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? What should I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he just says this, you should say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And Moses, moreover, God said to Moses, this you should say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father and the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is my moral to all generations, the God of Isaac. He said, Moses, who should I say who sent me? He said, tell them I am sent you. I am the God of Jacob, Isaac, and I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
I am sent you. You need to say, I am me. I am capable of doing whatever I say I'm capable of doing. God said, I am God. And what I say will be done. Moses, tell him I am sent you. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, tell them I am who I am. And this you should say to the children, I am has sent me to you. You go further along, you go to chapter 4. You see Moses make some more excuses about himself. And the Bible says, then Moses answered and said, but suppose they would not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? Won't you see something? Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. The problem wasn't the people. The people was in another place. Moses was fighting his own thoughts. He was fighting his own belief of who he was. Moses, he said, suppose they would not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. Moses had a problem with his identity. He felt like he was inadequate to do the job that God called him to do. He made some excuses. Well, what are they going to believe me? The problem was Moses didn't believe God, what God said about him. Is this your problem? Are you not believing this said God about who he said he was? Your potential is in your identity. If you don't believe you can do it, your identity says that I cannot do that, then you will not do that. So God had to change him. Now listen to what Moses was saying. I'm going to read again. He said, then Moses answered, said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. So look, this is how the Lord answered Moses' question. He didn't check Moses. He said, so the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He already told him, tell him I am who sent you. He already told him to go forth and do it. Moses had a problem believing that he was inadequate and incapable of doing the thing that God sent him to do. But he said, so the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Moses fled from it. And then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and he caught it and it became a rod in his hand. That they might believe that the Lord God of their father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. God was boosting or showing Moses his identity in him. The anointing was on his life. He told him, put that rod, what's in your hand, what's in your hand. Whatever you need for, whatever God needs for you to do in this world, he has already put it in your hand. He already put it in your spirit. He already put it in you. Whatever God needs you to do, he has already put it in you. There's nothing that you cannot do. But he had to show Moses the potential that he had. What Moses had in him was a rod. He turned to, he said, God said, put the rod down. And the rod turned into a serpent. The Bible said Moses ran from it. The thing that he carried around most was the thing that was going to bring him through. He put it down and changed things. Did you know, do you realize the potential that you have can change things in your life? It can change the circumstance. It can change your situation. But Moses ran from the very thing that's going to bring glory to God and deliver the Israel out of Egypt. He told him, pick it up. First he ran from me, picked up. And sometimes we're so afraid what God has put on the inside of us. Or what God has given us. We're scared to take it by the tail. I mean, when I first started preaching, I was a nervous wreck. I was nervous. I was scared to hold the back of my hand. I was shaking. I was nervous. Afraid that I was going to mess up. But one time, I got hold of this mic. I got hold of this mic. And I felt the power of God. I felt me and the mic come together. We was united. Just like Moses grabbed that rock. I was reunited to the thing that it's going to change my life. And you're going to change the lives of the people. God gave me a voice. He gave me a voice. He said, I gave you a powerful voice. I gave you a voice that when you preach and teach, people are going to listen. I gave you a voice. I gave you ability to grasp the audience. To grab the attention. Moses ran from the very thing that was going to bless him. This is going to free the children, right? God, your potential is in your identity. So God began to show Moses his potential. After that, as he grabbed the snake, this is the next thing that Moses, but God showed him. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord said, furthermore, the Lord said to him, now put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. He put his hand inside his shirt. And when he took it out, they had leprosy. And God said, now stick it back in. And when he stuck it back in, he brought it back out. His hand had been made whole. There was the potential that God has given Moses. He gave him the potential that to change things. Things that was bad, things that were decayed, things that were destroyed, things that was this that was disease infected, that you can change it, Moses. If you just trust me, because I am who sent you, say I am. And the things that I call you to do, you can do because I'm with you. The church needs to know that God is with them. And you need to realize the anointing of God is Christ. The Christ is in you. The Christ, the very God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He put his hand in the book. It changed the leprosy. Then he put it back in, and it was made whole. It was restored like the other flesh. Glory to God. Then you go down to verse 10. You see that Moses still had a problem. Then the Bible said that Moses said to the Lord, oh my Lord, I'm not eloquent. Neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. He did God just show him that he could turn a rod into a snake. He just showed him the potential that he put in Moses, that he was going to work through Moses. Miraculous sign was going to be going through Moses. And yet he showed him a sign. His hand turned leprous and then it turned back whole. That was a sign, but still Moses wasn't yet convinced who God said he was and that God was with him. Amen. Then Moses said to the Lord, oh my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and I'm a slower tongue. We all make excuses. We make excuses. Moses was making excuses that he wasn't equipped for the job. But he didn't see his true potential. Listen to what God says. He says, I'm slow of speech and I'm slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made your mouth? Moses, you're making all these excuses up. Who made your mouth, Moses? You feel that you can't speak correctly. You inadequate in your speech. I can change your speech. I create your mouth. What's the problem, Moses? And God said to the church, what is the problem? Whatever you think you're inadequate, I am greater. He said, when thou art weak, I am strong. You need to realize when you consider yourself weak, God considers you strong.
The Bible said that you are more than a conqueror through him. You are more than a conqueror. But Moses thought he could speak. He said, the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Therefore, go. In other words, he said, Moses, no excuses. You complain about who am I supposed to go to go against Pharaoh the king? Then he makes this excuse that I can't speak to him, that I can't speak properly. God said,
he got mad at Moses.
Well, you make mute, deaf, and the seeing, and the blind. Have not I, the Lord? Then therefore go, and I will be with your mouth. I will be with your mouth. Whatever you feel like you get inadequate with, God can change you. God changed your inadequate to accuracy. You can do the things God called you to do. But you got to quit looking at your old self. Quit looking at the natural man. Look at the new man. The new species. What will God call you to do? And create you. You can do it. There's nothing can stop you, for God is with you. Did he not say, I'm more than the world against you? Moses had a problem believing what God has said. In the church today, sometimes we have a problem with God saying who he is. Who are we? Who are you? You are Christ. You're a child of the Most High God. You didn't get authority on this earth. Great as he is, and you are the king in the world. God, it don't matter what devil, it don't matter what president, it don't matter what king, it don't matter how many men's in this world. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe the word of God. Like in Joshua. He said, in all the days of my life, will no man stand against me. All the days of your life with no man stand. I truly believe that. I believe that all the days of my life, no man can stand against me. I believe by faith. I believe. I take God's word as it is. It's true. It's true. I don't care if you get 8 billion men in this world and stand before me. I believe they're going to fall. Why? For God is with me. Greatest he is in you, that's in the world. You need to realize it don't matter who against you. The Bible says no weapon formed against you should prosper. Every tongue of wrath against you should be condemned. In the Amplified Bible, it says, even though I created the taskmaster who created the weapon that can destroy you, he said, by no means will it hurt you. He said, I created the blacksmith who created guns. I created the blacksmith who created nuclear weapons. I created the blacksmith who created all type of machine guns. He said, I even created the destroyer. Yet, but no weapon that's ever been formed should prosper. It shouldn't hurt you. If you put your faith in God, that's why we need to know who we are. Your potential is in your identity. If you see yourself as God, see, then you realize that there's no limit to me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, I'll be your mouth and teach you what you say. But he said, oh my Lord, please send by the hand of whoever else you would sin. You may sin. Now he's trying to back out the deal. So the angel of the Lord was killed against him, against Moses. He said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well and look. And he is also coming out to meet you. And when he see you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you should speak to him and put the words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth. I'll be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you should do. So should it be your spokesman to the people. And he himself should be as a mouth for you, and you should be to him as God. And you should take this rod in your hand with which you should do the signs. He said, I gave you something. You said you thought that I wasn't capable of doing it through you, Moses, but I give you something. I gave you a rod, and I'm giving you a mouth. He said, now I'm going to give you a rod, and I'm giving you a mouth. I'll make you like a god to Pharaoh. We don't realize who we are. Moses didn't realize his full potential. But he saw himself as a stuttering man, slow of speech. He felt like he was inadequate. He felt he'd been abandoned and all these things. He didn't feel like he was capable of doing a job. But God says, you are, for I'm with you. You need to say to yourself, God is with me. Who can be against me? If God is for you, who can be against you? I don't care who it is. No one can come against a child of God. No devil in hell. Now all the people in the world can come against you. They cannot hurt you. You put your trust in God. For the Bible said, those who put their trust in me will not be ashamed. Glory to God. Saw his true potential. He said, I'm going to do signs. And Moses went around doing great signs. He went to Pharaoh. And he told Pharaoh, deliver my people. Pharaoh didn't want to listen. He was being hard-headed. He did all signs and wonders. But at the time, at the point of time, the last plague that came on the Egyptian, Pharaoh released his people, released the people. Then he came to his city. He said, I let them go. He went chasing after them. And he came to the Red Sea. And it was Pharaoh that he was behind them. And the Israelites also had another obstacle in front of them, the Red Sea. Remember what God gave Moses? Moses took his rod, which is the power of God and the faith of God, and he stuck it over the river, over the Red Sea. And the Bible said that the water split up, the wind blew to the east and to the west, and the water dried up, went to one side of the bank to the other side of the bank, and the children of Israel walked through dry ground. But the Bible said, soon Israel began to walk through the other side, went to the other ground. Moses released his power. And soon they came, that the water got the Egyptians, they followed them, and it drowned all of them. Because Moses even said that the children of Israel were scared. He said, today, you see the Pharaoh and his army? You will see them no more. Death and life is in the power of tongue. Your power is in your tongue. And they will cease. You say, you won't see them no more. And it was over with. Kill all Pharaoh man and Egyptians. Your potential is in your identity. How you see yourself. You can't go further than how you see yourself. If you don't see yourself as a superstar, you will never be a superstar. If you never see what God called you to, you don't see yourself, if you're capable of doing it with God, you'll never do it. A baby will never walk until they believe that they can walk. The Bible says a man thinks hard, so is he. Amen. I'm going to take you to another example. Turn your Bible to Judges chapter 6. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Judges chapter 6. Starting in verse 11. This another man, Gideon. Verse 11 says, now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was an oak, which belonged to Joash the Ebezite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide from the Midianites.
Gideon was hiding, working. He was hiding because of the midnight, or the threat of midnight. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And he said to him, "The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our father told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of midnights." I want you to see what the angel called Gideon. The angel called Gideon, mighty man of valor, you mighty hero. But Gideon didn't see himself as a mighty hero. But the angel of the Lord knew who Gideon was. God know your true potential that he placed in you when he created you. But Gideon didn't see himself as that. I want you to see how God referred to Gideon, that he was a mighty man of valor, and that he was a mighty man of God. But Gideon didn't saw himself like that. And Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if this is with you, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our family told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of men." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours. Go in this might of yours. You should save Israel from the hand of the men. Have I not sent you?" God has already sent Gideon. He already spoke to his spirit, already spoke to his heart, and told him that he's a mighty hero, that he's going to conquer the men. He already sent him. He said, "Have I not sent you?" Gideon wouldn't go forward because of how he saw himself. He saw himself not as God saw him. He didn't see himself as a mighty man of valor. Nobody see how Gideon saw himself. And he said, "Have I not sent you?" Verse 15, he said. So he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the wickedest in my nation. And I am the wickedest, I'm the least in my father's house." He was telling God, "My clan, my family line is the weak. I'm the weakest. We're the weakest tribe in Israel. Not only are we the weakest tribe in Israel, but I'm the weakest in my father's house. I don't have no potential. I'm the weakest." He saw himself. Your potential is in you. Say, your potential is in your identity. He saw himself. He said, "We're the weakest clan." He saw himself dumb. He saw himself weak. He saw himself slow. He saw that he was inadequate, that he couldn't do these things. Gideon didn't see himself as a mighty man of valor. But he saw himself as weak. How do you expect me to do this? But God said, "Did you a mighty man of valor?" He said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I say here? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in my nation, and I am the least in my father's house." And Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you should defeat the Midianites as one man." He didn't see himself as a great leader. He didn't see that he could go inside the midnight camp and take back the very thing that he feared the most, that he going to be the one to do it. He was hiding. He was working to hide at the same time. Afraid of the midnights. What got your fear? Who do you fear? You ask yourself, who do I fear? Because if God is for me, who can be against me? But he saw himself as the weakest of his family. He felt like, "My family is a nobody. Not only is it my family is a nobody and have no power, but I'm the weakest of my family." He saw himself through his circumstances.
He didn't see himself as God saw him. And too many times as the church, we see ourselves through the circumstances that we've been through. We see ourselves as the devil lied to us. We see ourselves and what people said about us. But we fail to go to the Word of God and see ourselves as He sees us. And God see you as He see Himself. He see you as His Son. He see you as Christ. He see you as the Anointed One. God see you as Jesus. He see you as God. I'm like Jesus. No, we're not greater than the Father. We're not greater than Jesus. But we are Him. The truth is, we are Him. We are Him. He said, me and my Father are one, and you and I are one, and my Father and you are one. So we one is one. I ain't never know one mean three. One mean one. One. We are one with God. Everybody that has received Jesus Lord and Savior, we are one with God. We one. It ain't no, to be honest with you, it ain't three many Christians, one. We all one. We one. We one. And the greater one lives inside us. He said in the New Testament, great as He did live in you, as He did in the world. You're greater than the devil. Because He that lives inside you is greater. And you the one that inside you are one. So you are greater than the devil. Amen. You sit on the right side with Jesus. You sit in the heavenly places above all principalities and all authorities. Know your place. Your potentials and your identity. If you don't believe that you own this world, that the earth is yours, then you'll never go and receive it. Possess land. The children is right. When the 12 men went gold, the 12 preachers went gold. 12 spies, preacher, when he goes to the land, 10 came back with a bad report. But Joshua 10 came back with a different report. They came back with a report what God had said. The other 10 preachers, they came back with the devil testimony. They came back saying what the devil said. And because they came back saying what the devil said, God said, because you said that, you're not going to go to the promised land. Because Joshua and Caleb said what God said, y'all going. Glory to God. Your potential is in your identity. Gideon saw himself weak. He saw his family weak. But he was a mighty man of valor. God told him who he was. He didn't see his true potential to him, but after for a moment, God revealed some things to him. And Gideon went and conquered the Midianites. Instead, he had problems. He went and grabbed up some leaders. He went and grabbed some soldiers and troops. He grabbed so many. God said, that's too many for me to work with. That's too many. He got the army down 300. And all they did was blew trumpets and break pitchers. And the Midianites were defeated. God ways are higher than the world ways. God can make the simple things and destroy your enemy. He told the children, right, walk around Jericho every day for 7 days. Blow the horn trumpet. They receive Jericho. It don't take a lot of work with God. He told them that you're a mighty man of valor. Did you realize that you're a mighty man of valor? That you're a great hero? That you're a hero? I remember the time I was growing up, people was like, boy, you crazy. You think you can do all these things? I always say God can do that. They're like, you always say God can do it. Yes, God can. But I thought I was wrong for believing something great about me. But what God had put instilled in me, that greatness won't come out of me. That you believe in the supernatural things. You believe in my power. You believe in who I am. You believe that all things are possible. That's why you're going to do great things for me. Because you believe me. Because the potential is in me. Because God is in me. There's nothing you can do.
Your potential is your identity. You must see yourself as Jesus. You must see yourself as Christ. What did Christ do? I'm going to show you your true potential. David killed Goliath. He defeated Goliath. A little small frame shepherd boy defeated a giant. While the rest of the army of Israel was scared of him. God anointed David king at an early age. Because the anointing was on his life, David destroyed bears and lions. He took Goliath. How you gonna come against the army of the Lord? Huh? David knew who he was. David knew who he was. David identified himself with God. And when he identified himself with God, and through the help of God, David put down Goliath with his mouth. I know David threw a rock with a sling, but I'm going to tell you, David defeated Goliath with his mouth. He told him what he was going to do to him that day. You need to just speak of the thing that you're going to do this day. Glory to God. Your identity, your potential is in your identity. Peter walked on water while the other disciples were scared to go out and walk on water. But Jesus was coming here not only to preach the gospel to save us, but to show us our true potential as the sons of God. Peter saw Jesus walking on water. The wind was blowing and blustering. And Peter said, if he can do it, then I can do it. That's what the church needs to make up their mind. If Jesus did it, I can do it. Peter said, Lord, command me to come out of the water and I will. Look what Jesus didn't say, Peter, this is only for me. He didn't say that. He said, Peter, come. Peter began to walk on water because his potential is in his identity. He realized that he wanted to be like his Savior. He wanted to be like Jesus. Peter began to walk on water. Your potential in you is all things are possible with you. Your potential is all things. As a child of the Most High God, as Christ, as children of God, your potential is impossible. There's nothing. Your potential and your identity. And you realize that you're Christ and you and God are one, your potential is unlimited. Say, I got unlimited potential. The believer, every believer got put. Glory to God. There's nothing that you cannot do. But your identity, once you identify yourself like he do, then you can go forward and do the thing that Jesus did. He said in John 14, 12, the words that I do, you should do also. So what are some of the words that Jesus did? Jesus healed the blind. If Jesus healed the blind, then you can heal the blind. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can open blind eyes. I'm talking about every Christian that's been baptized and said Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Your potential is unlimited. Say to yourself, I got unlimited potential in my life. All I got to do is believe. He healed the lame and the deaf. He made the deaf talk. He made the lame. But you know, realize that you got potential to give people new legs. You got potential to give people new hearts. You got potential to give people new eyes. You got potential to change this wilderness place to a Garden of Eden, amen. Glory to God. He healed all diseases. Your potential, you can heal all diseases. The world said there's not a cure for AIDS. I beg the difference. That's a lie. The truth is, God has already healed AIDS. And the truth is, you got potential to cure AIDS out of here. Glory to God. You have your potential is God. Your high standard is God.
Matter of fact, you can reach so high. God said this. God said, I'll do more than what you can ask or think. Well, you can ask God or think of God. God can do it sitting above what you all you can ask or do. Glory to God. So yes, you are a cure to AIDS. Yes, you are a cure to cancer. Yes, you are a cure to poverty. Yes. Your potential is what God is. Whatever potential God has is your potential. Your potential is in your identity. He raised the dead. You can raise the dead. You can stop tornadoes and hurricanes. If you just believe. He said you can do it. He said the works that I do, you can do also. Did he stop storms? He said, peace be still. And the storm stopped. He fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He was showing the disciples their true potential. He blessed, he took the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He broke, he gave thanks to God and broke, he gave to the disciples. And when the disciples, he gave to the disciples, every time they gave food, it multiplied in their hands. You had potential to multiply things in this world. Well, that's lack of money. You're the problem solver to the lack of money. Glory to God. Your potential is in your identity. Why would you see yourself any other way but in Christ? Why? Because you see yourself anything else but that, you know your potential. You'd be like Gideon. I'm the weakest of my family. We got the weakest. We got the weakest clan. How he saw himself, how he viewed himself, it limited him what he can do. As a man thinking hard, so he, as you see yourself, if you see yourself, I'm capable of doing it, you won't do it. You won't do it. But you see yourself, God see you able and capable, he said all things. So you can do all things. Glory to God. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ Jesus. God said all things are possible with me. So everything is possible with you. That's the truth. You can do everything that God can do because God is with you. You can stop tornadoes and wind. You can walk over water. You can fly to one place to another. You can turn poverty into riches. Glory to God. When there's lacking, you can change the situation. Glory to God. You said, Apostle, you're going to fall. I'm not going to fall. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm teaching what God, what Jesus taught when he walked the earth. When he was about to die in the boat, they woke up Jesus. Master, Master, do you care? Do you care we perish? Jesus looked at him and said, Oh man, I ain't mean no harm. I'm gonna do it. He got up and spoke to the storm. And guess what he told them? He turned around, looked at him, and said, oh, you little faith. In other words, he wouldn't have said that to them if he didn't believe that they can do the same thing. He said, you woke me up for this, and all you have to do is use your faith and speak to the storms. You could have did that. He tested what they paid the 5,000. He tested what would they do. They trying to do it their own natural ability. They trying to do what a good man did to supply their needs. We had to work a whole year just to get them a little bite to eat. All these people. We said, what do you got? And miraculous turning enough food. In other words, the little lab boy sold a $20 seed and produced over $100,000 harvest in a moment. In a blink of an eye, he took $20. He sold $20 to the kingdom of God. And he reaped over $100,000. Because there are only two fish to buy a loaf of bread. You can buy two fish and five loaves of bread, $20 right now. But they fed over 5,000 people. And they had a buffet. They didn't just get a bite to eat. They had a buffet. They ate all they could eat. So you go to a buffet now, all you can eat, say $20. And you times by 5,000 men, plus women and children, you got over $100,000. Glory to God. Sowing is reaping is the kingdom of God, not buying and selling, as the world say. Your potential is in your identity. Jesus tried to show them the potential. You ain't got to do it the world way. Do it the kingdom way, the kingdom of God way. Your potential is in your identity. How you see yourself is how you're going to perform in your life. If you feel like you're not able to do it, capable of doing it, you won't do it.
Peter saw himself doing it. That's why he walked on the water. He says, Jesus can do it, I can do it. And that should be the attitude as Christians, as Christ. What Jesus did, I can do also. Not because I said it, because he said it. You know he can't lie. So if he can't lie, then what's the problem? I tell you what the problem is. You don't see yourself as God sees you. You don't see your full potential. And your full potential is unlimited. There's nothing that you cannot do. Not one thing that you know the problem to all things. I'm going to tell you something. As Christians, no one done as Christian. But the Bible says in 1 John 5:4, you had the unction of the Spirit of God. And you know all things. Whatever you need to know is already on the inside of you. The Spirit of God know all things. Because Spirit of God know all things, God know all things, then you know all things. All you do is just like a computer, download it. Glory to God. Your potential is in your identity. How you see yourself. If you don't see, you see yourself regular man, you're going to do regular man stuff. But you see yourself as God, so you're going to do God stuff. You're a God man. You're a God woman. You can do the things that God called you to do. Whatever God said you can do, you can do. Look at His Word of God. Like James 1:22-23 says, don't look at the perfect law of liberty to give what type of man you are. You are Christ. You are God. You're not greater than God. You're not greater than Jesus, but you're one with Him. I'm one with Him. I thought when God sent me out to one of my family members, He said, go lay here in your loved ones. I went to one of my family members' house, and I'm going to say this testimony in this message, but I don't want the people to see this. I want the people to hear this. Went to one of my family members' house, and I knew that there's safety involved. I figured that it was demon-possessed, or it was epileptic seizures. And I was going to cast that demon out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. But I went over the second time. I went to go there. At first, they never talked to me like they did. They said, you MF this and that. I don't want to hear that. You think you Jesus. And I was ashamed because the devil was speaking directly to me. And the devil was saying to me what I didn't see in myself from the beginning. You think you Jesus. The true fact is, I am. I'm not greater than He is, but I am He. He said, me and Him are one. He said, you and I are one. He said that. If He said you and I are one, then I got to take God's word away, man's word. But the devil saw who I was, and I didn't recognize who I was. That's the way Gideon saw himself. The way Moses saw himself. He didn't see himself as God saw him. So your potential is in your identity. How you view yourself is how you want to act and how you want to perform. Peace out. Love and faith healing ministry. May the blessing of God overtake you. Remember that you are Christ and you can do all things. There's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you cannot change in this world because He has given you power over this earth. He said, I give you the keys. I give you keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth be loose in heaven. There's nothing that you can't do. Remember, God is with you. Amen. Glory to God. God is an awesome God. Know who you are. Know your worth. Amen. Glory to God.